You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, so the meat industry has been the subject of debate for some time now. There's vegans, pescatarians, vegetarians, and everyone seems to have a different viewpoint on what is ethical. So, is the meat industry ethical, and can an act of eating meat be ethical by extension? I spoke with Vegan Society spokesperson Claire Inslee, getting her take on the matter.
Ultimately, we'd have to say no, because simply because we don't believe the killing of animals is ethical. So no.
No. So is there, of course, the killing of animals to you isn't ethical, but is there a way that the meat industry could be more ethical?
Certainly animals could be treated better, and certainly that would possibly mean it was more ethical. We've seen that there's feedlots in New Zealand, which I think many people will have been surprised to see. Perhaps if we did have all of our animals as being grass-fed and able to exhibit their normal animal behaviours, whether that's cows, sheep, I think gets quite a reasonable deal, because they do end up just doing normal sheep behaviours, and they kind of get left alone more than the other animals. Chickens and pigs, unfortunately, have a horrible, horrible life. They're pretty much always caged in some form. The use of farrowing cages is being phased out, but, you know, the likelihood is that some places are still using them. So, certainly there's a lot of room for improvement in animal welfare.
Could this argument be more seen as a matter of capitalism and exploitation rather than the act of eating meat?
Capitalism has turned animals from living, breathing beings that we could have a relationship with into commodities. It's not a being, it's just this. I have X amount of them and I must feed them this amount, and then they will grow to this big and then I will kill them. So yeah, certainly the capitalist paradigm doesn't help.
Mm-hmm. So in an ideal world for you, what would the meat industry look like?
It would be plant-based. Mm. So for us, there wouldn't be a meat industry. And obviously we're not, you know, nobody's going vegan overnight, or not everybody is going vegan overnight. So, to get to that animal-less society, and by which I mean farmed domesticated animals, obviously we'd still have wildlife and all the rest of it. That would happen over time, because obviously farmers only breed the numbers of animals that they believe they can sell. So if that selling units become zero, they're going to reduce those numbers so that they no longer breed and sell those animals. So
I kind of wanted to delve into some of the arguments in support of the meat industry and get your perspective on it. So in terms of meat, there's a cultural element for it for some people, where you have national dishes which are meat-based, or mm-hmm. A lot of it plays into cultural identity and family. What is kind of your response to that?
I honestly don't know of any culture that doesn't have some national meat-based dish, pretty much. So, I mean, the fact is, globally, eating animals has been within our culture. But I think we can do better than that, because we don't need to eat them. So, yes, some people say they're very tasty, but the plant-based products that we have now are so tasty that actually possibly time for people to think about changing. So that's kind of always our main goal.
yeah.
get people to reduce their intake of meat, which on the whole isn't actually good for them. The meat and dairy industry has done such a good job of convincing everyone that they must eat some form of animal in every meal or they get protein deficient, that people overindulge now and eat, on the whole, far more than is actually good for them. So actually all this consumption of meat and animal products is actually causing us a great deal of harm. So, you know, there's that to look at as well.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the arguments I wanted to delve into. But I do want to jump back to the cultural element before I get into that. In terms of culture, do you potentially risk people feeling like culture is being stripped away from them if you take the meat industry away?
Undoubtedly, some people would believe that. And this, again, is where the plant-based meat come into their own, those that are trying to really look like the meats that people are used to eating. So, for example, take a cottage pie. There's various companies that now make a really good-looking and tasting mince-style protein that is plant-based. And you can make a cottage pie from that. And, you know, it may not taste exactly the same, but it's pretty damn good.
So jumping into the nutritional aspects, how much validity do you think that argument has, that it is not a healthy lifestyle?
There's an awful lot of research that would say that it is a very healthy lifestyle. The UN, the United Nations, have produced various reports, many of which say that actually the only way for us to, us as a planet, to be sustainable in the future is to go down, is to be vegan and to have small, sustainable growing all over the world.
So that was Claire Inslee. I've just had to cut that interview short because we're running short on time, and I definitely want to give everyone their fair perspective. I then spoke with CEO of New Zealand Beef and Lamb, Rob Slater, and asked him if the meat industry was ethical.
Well, frankly, of course it is. And let me answer this by saying that some of the most ethical people I've known over many, many years, that many of them are in the meat industry, have been some of the most ethical people I know. And to be frank, I take exception to that sort of question. They are very, very ethical, hardworking and honest people.
Some would argue the practices in place in New Zealand are not ethical. Now, you say you can't comment on farmer practices, and I myself don't know enough about farmer practices, but are there measures in place in New Zealand to make sure there is a limited amount of pain and suffering to animals?
Absolutely there is, and they are not measures, but they are also measures that are audited on a regular basis to make sure that processing plants and anything associated with the supply chain are indeed living up to those ethical standards, or those animal welfare standards is probably more appropriate. So yes, they most certainly are in place, and yes, they are being audited on a consistent basis.
Mm. Could you tell me a bit about the current standards in place?
I can't give you the detail about the current standards, but they're quite extensive. But basically, they revolve around the fact that the animal suffers minimal discomfort during the whole process. That's really what it's all about. It's not any animal suffering at all.
Mm. Do you believe we're doing enough?
Oh, that's an open-ended question, isn't it? I'm sure. Look, we've got better and better over the centuries. If you go back 100 or so years ago, many of the practices that are in place were not. It was very, very basic. So as technology moves on and I guess public opinion moves on, we're improving those standards all the time. Only a fool would say we've reached the top. I think there's always room for continued improvement, and I'm sure that's going to happen.
Mm. Now, in support of the meat industry, there are cultural elements that link into meat, and there are a large economic sector which is attributed to meat in New Zealand. Why are these aspects important to New Zealand life?
Well, it's a cliche, isn't it? But, you know, for many years everybody said the farmers are the backbone of New Zealand society. In other words, that the standard of living that is achieved in New Zealand has been achieved by the hard work of farmers. Now, that's not the entire situation today, of course, but meat exports, for example, and wool exports combined, and dairy exports, if you add those three together, they're the most significant contribution to the export earnings of this country. And by that contribution enables us to import goods and for New Zealanders to enjoy, you know, some of the best standards of living in the world.
Do you believe animals are sentient?
Yeah, well, of course, I think I do. It depends what your definition of sentient is, but there's an element of that there, of course there is. I mean, New Zealand farmers, everybody in the meat industry is to suggest that they're not animal lovers or don't care for animal lovers. I don't think anybody is suggesting that. Of course, that's not true.
With that in mind, why is it justifiable for a morally conscious person to then end the life of something that is sentient?
Well, I mean, that's a very leading, isn't it, and an emotive question.
Mm.
And there really isn't an answer for that. I mean, if you think about meat eating, it's something that man was born doing. And it's something that we've done, as I say, all our life. So, that is not going to change. And to suggest that someone is immoral, and you can debate how much an animal is sentient or not, but to suggest that someone is immoral because one, they eat the product or are involved in the industry is just nonsensical, to be frank.
Hmm.
In my view.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say to people who want to end the meat industry entirely?
Well, you know, obviously, let me say this. For people that have that view, I respect their view. That's the first thing. They are perfectly entitled to have that view, and I do respect it. And I do respect their motives and where they're coming from. So that's not a question. One of the questions that I have real issues with from my point of view, that our viewpoint is not respected on the other side. Very much so. So if you're involved in the industry, you are seen as the enemy. It's as bad as that for some people. Not all are as extreme as that, I certainly understand. But there is an element there that would see, and your question is, what do I think about people that want to destroy the industry? Well, of course, I don't like it. And in some of the methods they employ to wanting to achieve that end, you talk about things being ethical. Some of the methods that they employ for their cause, so to speak, are absolutely and totally not ethical.
What are some examples of that unethical behavior in your view?
Breaking into people's personal property, you know, personal premises. It's endless. Of breaking the law, of putting themselves at risk in certain... I mean, these are extremes. Don't get me wrong. I understand that they're extremes. But there is an element of people in that area that really need to take a hard look at themselves and how they conduct themselves, in my view. It doesn't mean to say I don't respect their views. I do respect their views. What I don't respect is the manner in which they tend to express those views at times.
So that was Rob Slater and Claire Inslee on the meat industry. Now to get into the meat of it.
Freedom of speech, it means you have to listen to me.
It's time to have your say. Pole position on The Wire.
Okay. So, poll position today. Is the meat industry ethical? Now, my poll is having issues loading, so hold up. Waiting. In the meantime, what do you guys think?
What's the question?
Is the meat industry ethical?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
And why isn't it?
I don't think it takes too much investigation to determine that the way that mass industrial killing of animals is not ethical.
Mm. Fair. We spoke about something just before in terms of cultural aspects for people who eat meat, how there seems to be a kind of insensitivity, particularly like as a white person, you and I both being white, that cultural element isn't necessarily respected.
Yeah. We were talking about this because as people who come from white cultures, we don't, I don't feel that I have a cultural connection to eating meat. So the decision to stop eating it was easier for me, but I think that that's a conversation that needs to happen at an individual community level, I guess, because
I think possibly one of those things, what we're kind of covering off here, kind of really touching on, is the fact that white people don't seem to think that they have a culture, which is completely incorrect. You know, like Europe has a long and proud history and culture that's there. We are disconnected from both where we've come from at times, but also where the reason I think that the food industry, the meat industry in particular, is so unethical is because there's a separation between you and what goes onto your plate. And that's the big thing there that we need to address, is that people, you know, when you discover people who don't know that beef is a cow or that pork is a pig, when we won't eat an entire animal because we don't like the eyes or the head is a bit gross, those kinds of things I think are what lead to the point where you can see the beef industry in the US is completely fucked. It's just fucked what they do to their animals. So it's not it's the mass production of food where we're so disconnected. There are some good people doing some good things where they're trying to be ethical, they're trying to have good farms, they look after their animals properly, and they slaughter them in an ethical way. But this is just one of those things when you have an industry that's just so very huge and people don't connect with it.
And sort of going off of that and saying it's perhaps not necessarily a cultural thing, but like Sam said, the relationship to what you're eating. And so I think once upon a time we can all say that everybody at some point had to have a relationship with what you're eating. Everybody had to gather their own food at some point. And perhaps there are some places where that connection or that relationship has been maintained a bit longer perhaps than in other places. And so looking at that kind of traditional relationship with food and trying to reconnect into understanding and processing what we are actually eating, why we're eating it, and that point about not eating the whole animal, like at what point do we get to decide why we are more deserving of this thing to live, and why is it that we get to take their energy or that resource? What are we giving back from that? How do we move back into that? Or at least for those of us who aren't doing that, because I certainly don't go out and kill my own meat kill it. I'm a meat eater. I don't eat meat often, but I wouldn't call myself a vegetarian just because also my parents are like, fucking eat what you're given at the table. You know, I was raised to eat what I was given. I attempted to be a vegetarian for 2 weeks and I was very young and didn't, you know, you either have to kind of learn to sort yourself out in my household. But I chose not to, I suppose. But I think we want something that I'm pretty keen on doing or concerned about is actually, being able to say that I can source my own food, because actually, who the fuck am I? I'm just another consumer at that point, and buying into that whole mass consumption, mass production of food.
I think the one thing that we all need to do as consumers of food is to have a stronger connection to where our food comes from. So whether it's coming from whether it's meat or agriculture, we need to have a stronger connection to where our food's coming from. So, because what we put into our bodies is really important. So if you're pumping your body full of chicken, which is pumped full of other shit, they stick something else in them, antibiotics.
Oh,
they just they just pump them full of antibiotics, and that shit's going into your body. One really cool thing that I did when I was down in Christchurch, we got a Croatian friend, and he had a Croatian butcher. This is really funny because he's European, and this goes right across Europe as well. And we were going to have like sadly, the earthquake happened. But they had a friend who had a small pig farm, and we were going to get them coming over, and we were going to have a day where we just carved up the stuff and made a whole lot of things. Mm. I'm not going to go into it too much because it's a room full of vegetarians, and that's probably see the worry in your eyes. But no. But that it's a day where it was like a community day. We're all going to be hanging out. There was a bunch of us that were going to be doing it. There was going to be lots and lots of wine and coffee and a hangout afterwards. Those are those connections that we've lost to our food. There is a movement of people who are wanting to reconnect with their food. Heston over in the UK, who does the hoof to tail stuff. You know, there are people that follow that stuff and they care about where their food comes from, and I think we all should. You know, don't just get the shitty stuff that's on sale. Care about where your food's coming from. Especially if you've got a family, because that shit's going into your baby.
Yeah. Well, we ran well over the bed music there, but thank you guys so much for your thoughts.
It's called Democracy, sweetie. Look it up.
That was Pole Position on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.